Welcome to the May webcast featuring Forward in Christ Magazine's monthly parenting column, Heart to Heart Parent Conversations. I'm Nicole Balza, staff editor of Heart to Heart and mom of three. Joining me today is Sarah Reich, a licensed Christian counselor and mom of four. Through her work with Christian Family Solutions, Sarah presents on a variety of topics to church and school groups. Today she's going to share her insights on how we can help kids gain self-worth built on Christ's love. Welcome, Sarah.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here today.
Yeah, definitely.
To start off, can you just give us a sense of why it's important for our kids to have their self-worth be built on Christ's love?
Yeah, you know, just God's love is bigger. His opinion of us is more important than anybody else in the world. So when we can give that to our kids, they can take that with them so that if they're being, you know, told by anybody else in their life that they're not worth something or they're not good enough, that they know inside of them, you know, how God feels about them, and that is so much more important. We want to be able to give that to them.
Okay, so now what are some of those things that we can do to help our kids see that they do have that self-worth?
Yeah, I think, you know, we can start from just like the time that they're born on, just like telling them about how much Jesus loves them, you know, whether it's singing Jesus Loves You, you know, singing songs right away. You know, the devotions I think that you do with them are so important. Talking about one of my favorite devotion books is the Jesus Storybook Bible, and in there talks about God's never stopping, never giving up, always and forever love for us. I just love the words that uses, you know.
Yeah.
Talking to them about that, and then, you know, I think another part of it is just building them up in their strengths, their abilities, talking to them about how they're special creations because of God's love for them. My little girl, we would talk about, she would get compliments on her hair. We always said, well, who gave you your pretty hair, right?
Yeah.
And why did God give you pretty hair? Well, he loves me.
Aww.
You know? And so just those kind of things. And the other thing is treating our children, I think, with the worth that we know that God's given them, the love that he has for them, you know, unconditional love, treating them with respect, forgiving them, you know, giving them grace, those kind of things.
Okay. Yeah. So what kind of things can we expect to see in our children if their self-worth is built on Christ's love?
Well, I think when they're getting that message, you know, one thing is we can see how do they talk about God? How do they talk about their relationship with Jesus? Do they talk about him like a friend, you know? Are they excited to meet him someday? How do they talk about themselves? Are they confident? I always get excited when my kids tell me they're good at something, you know, and we can talk about, well, why are you good at piano? Why are you good at sports? God made you that way. And how do they talk about other people, too? When our kids feel that love and that worth, it's a lot easier to give that to other kids, too. And, like, do they talk about what makes other kids special, what they're good at?
Sure.
And I think those are all clues that, you know, they're getting the message.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are there certain things that we can look for if kids aren't, if they don't have that self-worth built on Christ's love? Like, what kind of things do we see, would we see as, like, warning signs that things aren't based in that right spot?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, what we can see would be things like, you know, looking down, really, really, you know, nervous around other people or not wanting to talk to others or just that sort of insecurity. Maybe if you hear things talking negatively about themselves, putting themselves down, I'm not good enough, you know, I'm not worth anything. Some kids will talk like that from an early age.
Okay.
So you can hear those things too. And those are just clues. Again, we want to just be giving them those constant messages of how God feels about them and how we feel about them as their parents too.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Yeah,
I think that is an important message, obviously, for our children so that they can be built up and in the right ways.
For sure. So. Definitely. Yeah. And in fact, there was a research study done with 5,000 teenagers that showed high correlation between those that had that relationship with Jesus and self-worth. And so we even see in the scientific world that those are backed up by what God tells us too.
Perfect. Well, that's what we'd like to see.
Yeah.
Three Heart to Heart authors wrote about a related topic for the October Heart to Heart column in Forward in Christ magazine. They discussed different approaches to take when our kids say they can't do something, but we know they can. To read those articles, you can visit Heart to Heart's website at forwardinchrist.net. While there, you can read other articles about Christian parenting, chime in with your thoughts or questions, learn more about Heart to Heart's authors, view other webcasts on parenting topics, or subscribe to Forward in Christ magazine. Thank you for joining us, and may God bless your parenting journey.